Well, today joining us on the line, we've got Andrea Van Holt, she's involved with the environmental side of Kuka, and she joins us now on the line. Andrea, good morning. Wonderful to have you with us here on Kingfisher FM.
Morning, Gareth, and morning, everyone.
Tell us a little bit about, firstly, your role at Kuka. It's something a little bit unusual.
Yes. Gareth, I've been an environmental manager at Kuka for about 9 years now. And really, my role is varied, but primarily I'm responsible for all the permit applications, environmental impact assessments, and ensuring that the correct permits are in place before spade hits the soil.
Okay.
An additional role is air quality management, which we'll be talking about today.
Okay. Just before we get there, I mean, someone said to me quite recently, there's quite a few unusual species or things about Kuka that many people don't really know about.
Yes. Look, we sit on a big piece of land.
Yes.
It's 11,500 hectares. So there's some wonderful vegetation and habitat in Kuka. And, of course, we've got the Kuka River that flows through the IDZ. So we've got, you know, the habitat that ranges from the riverine vegetation through to the dune fields, through to the beautiful bonveld vegetation in
That's
the
beautiful.
IDZ, and the species that go with that, both the fauna and flora. So we're very fortunate.
Wonderful. So you mentioned monitoring the air. Why are you doing that?
The Kuka IDZ received an environmental authorization many years ago, and air quality monitoring is one of the conditions of that authorization.
Wow.
So we have to monitor the baseline air quality so that we can establish any trends in the air quality as a result of the impact of development. And, of course, we have to ensure compliance with the relevant legislation, so monitoring is key.
Yeah. Well, I've actually recently been over in China, and I mean, there's smog everywhere. You can hardly see people walk around with masks on. I'm hoping we're not going that way. I mean, we certainly know air pollution becoming a major concern around the world.
Absolutely, Gareth. You know, with economic growth, one of your main byproducts of that is harmful emissions, as you have more industries and more vehicles. And, of course, that translates into health concerns and, you know, in extreme cases, even death. So it is very important for us to be able to establish what our optimum air quality should be and then to ensure that we maintain that.
Because I seem to think about COP 17, Durban, and a commitment from our president to reduce our carbon emissions in the country. Is this all fitting part of that?
It very much is, sir. Look, I mean, we have the responsibility as individuals and, of course, as companies to ensure that that we do what we can to maintain our air quality. So, you know, I can talk quite a bit about government's commitment to our carbon emissions. I mean, there is a term called carbon tax, and that is, well, before I go into that, you know, South Africa is the world's 12th highest carbon CO2 emitter, so that's carbon dioxide emitter.
Wow.
And that is big. The primary reason for that is the burning of low-grade coal in our power stations. So we can go on about Eskom and power stations. We all need power.
Yes.
And, you know, carbon tax is really a tax on big polluters. That principle that the polluter pays, that's really the intention of carbon tax. So the South African government will introduce that next year, 2016, and polluters would decrease their tax by purchasing carbon credits from offset projects. Now, in the Eastern Cape, we all know about the spekboom.
Yes.
It's a plant species that is a good carbon sequestrator. So, you know, as the tax is introduced, the folk will learn more about it. But it is very important that that we look after the air quality, and government is behind that.
This carbon tax sort of was postponed, so is it definitely happening now next year?
That is on the cards.
Okay.
Let's see what happens next year.
Well, we actually thought we might hear something about it yesterday in the budget speech, but it wasn't really mentioned.
Yes, I know.
Okay. You mentioned we are the 12th worst?
Yes, the world's 12th highest carbon dioxide emitter. And as I said, that's a result of burning of low-grade coal for our power stations.
I mean, having the chance to travel around the world and looking at some of the statistics regarding who are the countries really who are the real polluters, it doesn't seem like they're doing too much about it either. And there's perhaps a question about, are we not just a product of first world country that's moving ahead with massive, you know, industrialization and manufacturing and not responsible sustainability. And in South Africa, well, we share the air with the rest of the world, but we certainly can take some responsibility for our area. But are we not going to be just a victim of what's happening in China, where there's smog and you can't see in the distance and things like that?
One would really hope not. Look, yes. We've got good legislation, specifically regarding the air quality legislation in the country. So, you know, that has recently been updated, and government is committed to ensuring compliance with that legislation. So you will get your industrial sectors, like, for example, KUCHA, where we have a team of environmental managers that make sure that we do comply. And, you know, we are being watched, so it's important that we do comply, and we want to. Mm. You know, we are going to be a heavy industrial zone, and it is essential that we maintain good compliance, and that monitoring is key, so that we don't fall into the trap of a very polluted country.
Mm. How do you monitor the air, by the way?
Yes, we have 3 air quality monitoring stations that were set up about 15 years ago in the IDZ.
Wow.
Yes, and they monitor a range of variables. We have a service provider who does that for us, and we have a wonderful set of data that we've gathered over that period. So we've been able to see trends in the air quality, and that data is submitted to a national database.
Wow.
And that is becoming the trend for companies to be able to express their data publicly, so that people can see who the polluters and who's doing what.
That's amazing.
It's a very good initiative. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I think lastly, Andrea, what can each one of us be doing about reducing our pollution? I think we all feel like we're just such a little small speck in the ocean. What difference can we really make? But what would you recommend? What could we be doing to reduce our pollution?
There is a lot we can do. I'm a cyclist, so I'm going to tell you the first thing you should be doing is drive less and ride more.
Yes.
Yes, and of course, you know, there is public transport. Perhaps in South Africa we haven't gotten to grips with using that as much as in the international countries. Carpooling, walking, you can conserve energy in the home by switching off appliances, using more energy efficient appliances. Even those chemicals that you can buy off the shelf in your kitchen, make sure that you seal the containers so that you don't have the evaporation of the VOCs or the volatile organic compounds within those containers. And lastly, plant a tree. That would really go great guns in ensuring that individually we can make a difference.